Welcome to the day at Indy, day three of practice. We're here with Simon Pagenaud in this little podcast of mine presented by Cooper Tires and for this month, Bell Racing Helmets USA. Simon, you and I, among many things, love talking about the technical side of this sport. Boy, it seems like we got a lot of technical stuff to talk about. So let me throw a couple things at you. We're not going to try and scare fans away. We want them to come out to the race. Talking with a lot of drivers, they're saying, hey, we are getting these big toes, but you want to be the first or second one behind a car. If you're fifth on back, we're probably going to be having an understeery over whatever it is. I'm not going to be super happy. Is there anything you think that we can do in race trim to make that better? And the next thing we're going to talk about is qualifying trim.
Well, Marshall, it's interesting because I thought you could balance the car. I thought you could make it work back in the pack to go back to the front if needed. Unfortunately, it seems it's very complicated because the aero wash. So you're losing a lot of load on the front when you're behind someone, and it's so unexpected.
And how drastic is it? Do you
so
feel
drastic.
Aggressive?
No.
It just it
all of a sudden, like it's
bang.
Like the front wing broke.
Ooh.
So it's kind of scary at 240 miles an hour because we go fast on the straightaway.
Yeah.
The draft is amazing. So you do have a chance to pass with the draft, but it's very difficult to keep the front tires working, to keep them on the car, because you slide so much that you end up burning the front tires. So you make adjustments, and then you burn the rear tires, and then everything's burnt. So back in the packs can be very difficult.
That seems like everything. That seems like not only your worst fear, but also everything you're working towards to avoid happening. You don't want to be that guy, and it might not even be the car. It could be something during a pit stop that sends you out in the wrong space. Let's talk about qualifying. And unfortunately, I know you're going to have to run to something here, so we're not going to have a super long episode today. But Simon's awesome. Whatever amount of time we get with you should be great.
Thanks, Marshall.
So
making me feel like a star.
Well. You won a championship. I talk nice, you know. Looking at the no-toe speeds, we're just speaking with Dario Franchitti. Again, it's Thursday. We're not on full, you know, qualifying boost and such. But at least for me, I don't really care who was fastest in a toe today. I'm looking at strictly at those no-toe speeds, knowing that there's some folks who should be concerned that either they don't have the right car for qualifying to maybe get through into the race. Not worried about you guys at Penske, but how much do you think there is to gain for those who are sitting 30th on the no-toe, which essentially means on their own? Have you found big gains that can be made solo, or is that also a relatively narrow area of tuning?
What I think is going to happen is you qualifying has just become tonight one of the most important thing of the race. Ooh. I think track position is going to be key. And like you said, I think if you have a bad pit stop or a problem, a drive-through, then you're going to really be in trouble. I don't think... You know, when Dario drove to the front in 2012 after he spun pit lane, Hunter Rain 14, I think that kind of hero race is going to be very tough to achieve. But in qualifying, the speed is actually quite good. I was surprised how fast we were. And with the boost level up, I think we'll be close to the speed we did last year. No, we won't be as fast for sure, but we'll be close.
We're going to come back to that in just a moment. Before I mention that, today's podcast is supported by Bell Racing Helmets USA. If you are in town this month, stop by their new shop on Main Street and Speedway, right down the road from IMS. Synonymous with safety, innovation, performance, and engineering excellence, as we have a lovely plane going overhead and carts going by in the background. Bell is trusted by more champion drivers than any other brand. Thank you. They're apparently cheering our podcast.
It's live.
We have an
audience. I love it.
Stop and get some merchandise at the Bell Store and Speedway. Let's close on this. We try not to just review the day. You know, you can read a lot of stories about that. Let's talk about downforce and this new package. So one thing that's quite interesting, Simon, is with the downforce production moved so heavily to the bottom of the car compared to a lot of things on top that can help glue it to the ground, when we start getting heat and that heat coming up off of the track surface, that starts to thin out the air on that all-important underwing to create downforce. That, too, is something for you to factor in more than ever before.
Yes, it seems the car is a lot more sensitive to temperature than it was. So I think qualifying, your draw is going to be very important as well as to where you, when you go. the latest you can go like 6 o'clock would be the fastest time. So I'd also think that if you can be P1 on Saturday, that would be a big help for Sunday in the hope to get pole position, because you go last at a better time of the day. Definitely, I mean, it's great that the car is out to drive. It's just a bit of a shame we can't quite run back to the front when you're at the back, you know, see if something happens. But I don't know what we would need to do. Maybe it's too little downforce. Maybe it's just the balance of the downforce that's not enough on the front. Maybe we could have a tire that could work better with this package too. I just think it's the first time we have group runnings, yeah. And I don't think we expected any of that.
Well, let me throw one more thing at you before we have to let you go. So on the topic of downforce and trim and tuning and such, spoken about this a couple times this week, but compared to last year where you had a million little things you could play with, this year it's really limited. You have 4 front wing wicker options. You've got 3 sidewall options at the rear, standard, trimmed, or nothing. And you either have to have them both on or both off. That's a change, too. There's a mandated rear wing range. There's a practical range up front. Can you use the aero tools to get a car to that perfect place you always are going after? Or is this year, do you have to live with a little less than what you want?
I think it's very tight. I think you're going to see everybody being able to trim to the maximum. So everybody's going to be very tight on lap time. The biggest thing is going to be to be able to get your balance. The best the car is going to corner, the faster you're going to be, the less speed you scrub by having the best balance is going to be the best. But you could scrub speed by having a rear loose end or an understeery front. So so it's a very tricky balance, and it's a very small window.
I've never seen drivers, engineers, teams at this stage of the week in kind of a collective, we're not sure where we're at. We're trying to get somewhere.
Yeah.
I just don't know the road exactly.
I think it's the same for everyone.
Wow. Simon, thank you for spending the end of day here, the day at Indy with us here on the Marshall Pruitt Podcast, presented by Cooper Tires and supported by our friends at Bell Racing Helmets USA. We're losing our audience, brother. I think that...
Yeah, that was great. Did you see that? They were all, like, cheering for us, Marshall.
Yeah, it must have been something else. They'd be cheering for you, not me.
I don't know. I think you're pretty popular, man.
Well, I'm some booze. Those were for me. All right, brother. Thank you as always.
Thank you, Marshall.